The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's a 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on a Wednesday afternoon. Just before the break, I was sharing with you just how unbelievably horrific the October 7th attack was from Hamas. It is honestly hard to imagine how human beings can become that depraved. It happened during the Holocaust. There were thousands of people who were complicit in Jews being put in ovens, gas chambers, their bodies stacked like cordwood. If you ever have the opportunity to go to Israel, one place you must visit is Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. You have to go. You must go. It is difficult to describe the depravity of the human soul and the human heart when you see the images, you see the pictures, you see even video of the Holocaust. And you are just amazed at how one human being could treat another human being so horrifically. Well, that's what happened on October 7th. The Hamas terrorists, with no conscience whatsoever, completely devoid of conscience because they have been taught by a radical, ungodly religion that their God condones torture, rape, beheading of completely innocent individuals. They honestly believe that they are pleasing their God and they are serving their God. So anyway, before the break, I was talking about the sad and tragic fact that of those who survived at that music festival on October 7th, since that happened, over 50 of them have committed suicide. What they saw, what they experienced, scarred them so deeply that they simply couldn't handle it and they took their own life. This is Hamas. This is Hamas. And when you understand that and you see thousands of demonstrators in the streets of New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, demonstrating in support of Hamas, at times in New York City, even waving the Hamas flag, praising murderers, terrorists, people who are evil to the core. It is breathtaking that we could have people here in America supporting this. Which brings me to this story in California. A California school district in Berkeley, of all places, the Berkeley Unified School District in Alameda County. The Berkeley Unified School District is being sued by a Jewish organization and a group of parents. The Jewish organization is the Deborah Project. They describe themselves as, quote, a public interest law firm that defends the civil rights of Jews in education. Several parents have joined with the Deborah Project to sue the Berkeley Unified School District. And what are they suing the Berkeley Unified School District for? Teachers presenting a pro-Hamas curriculum in their classrooms without the parents knowing it. Now, I wanted you to understand how evil, how wicked, how inhumane Hamas is. And to think that the Berkeley Unified School District has at least a couple of teachers who were teaching their kids, Jews are evil, Hamas is good. Actually teaching students that what happened on October 7th was justified. It was the Jews that were killed and slaughtered. They were the evil. The Hamas terrorists were the good guys. And parents were not informed. One of the teachers is a social studies teacher by the name of Alex Day. He told the Berkeley School Board that he was going to incorporate lessons about Palestine. Yeah, lessons about Palestine. What did his lessons entail? Well, they had one session on October 7th where he made it clear that, yeah, there were Jews that were killed, but Hamas had to do it because of the way Israel has treated Palestinians. The rest of the class, the rest of the curriculum, was praising Hamas. In his class, he portrayed Jews as, quote, abusive, land-stealing colonizers, ignoring thousands of years of history to make a political assertion. He told the students that Hamas was not a terrorist organization. They were simply defending their own land. And so this Jewish organization, in cooperation with several parents, have filed a lawsuit against the school district, and the lawsuit in part says, we seek as well to learn how it came to be that Berkeley Unified School District, in violation of California law, inexcusably but intentionally delayed access to the curriculum, ensuring that parents could not learn what was being fed their kids until after a stream of anti-Semitic falsehoods had already been planted not only in Mr. Findel's son's mind, one of the parents, but in the minds of all of his classmates. When word got out that this was being taught, parents and this Deborah Project demanded that they see the curriculum. Berkeley Unified School District refused to allow the parents to see the curriculum that their own children were being taught. And thus, the lawsuit. This is happening in America. terrorists are being praised. Terrorism is being excused. And as I continued to tell you, radical Islam is going to become more and more and more of a problem in America unless we figure out ways to deal with it. Again, not all Muslims are violent. Not all Muslims are radical. But there is a disproportionate percentage that are. And they are a danger to the security of America. All right. Quick break. We will return. My number, you want to talk about it, discuss it, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Paul Harvey was famous for many things. He was, of course, famous for the rest of the story, and no one could say that like Paul Harvey. He was also somewhat famous for saying, "It's not one world." And then he would give an illustration of two completely opposite cultures, societies, etc. It's not all one world. And it is not. And sadly, and I say this with great sorrow, the United States of America is no longer leading the world in almost anything except depravity, immorality. We are leading the world away from God, traditional principles, and it is indeed sad. And many other countries who do not even have the Christian foundation that we do have far more of a moral compass than the United States of America. And that is true in many areas, especially on this whole transgender issue. It is not one world. I have in my hand two stories that both deal with the transgender issue. The story that I'll deal with first in my left hand is out of Great Britain, the United Kingdom, England. England has been even farther left than America for quite some time, but when it comes to issues like marriage and transgenderism, there has been an awakening. There has been a huge awakening. There was the very well-known Tavistock trial, where experts from around the world came and testified, transgenderism is a hoax, it's a fantasy, it really doesn't exist. And as a result, the largest transgender clinic in Great Britain, the Tavistock Institute, was basically shut down. Well, the awakening in Great Britain is continuing. Here's the headline from a British newspaper. Culture Secretary calls for ban on transgender athletes in women's sport. Here's the story. Culture Secretary Lucy Fraser has urged sporting chiefs to ban transgender athletes from elite women's sporting events. Writing in the Daily Mail in Great Britain, Fraser said sporting bodies have a duty to set out clear guidelines and to take an unambiguous position on whether transgender athletes can compete. And then she talked about the Football Association of Great Britain and England, the Wales Cricket Board's policies, and so forth. She says, quote, "For years, it was too loaded an issue to even touch." Well, that's where we are here in America. But you see, we're behind the rest of the world. Great Britain, the culture secretary, says, "For years, it was too loaded an issue to touch, despite the fact that it has potential to make women's playing fields far from level." Quote, "Sporting bodies have a duty to women competing in sport to set out clear guidance and take an unambiguous position. In competitive sport, biology matters, and where male strength, size, and body shape gives athletes an indisputable edge, this should not be ignored. By protecting the female category, they can keep women's competitive sport safe and fair, and encourage the young girls who dream of one day being elite sportswomen. We must get back to giving women a level playing field to compete. We need to give women a sporting chance." And she went on. This is a representative from the British government. Now, this story that I have in my other hand is out of New York. We have Great Britain having an awakening about transgenderism. New York. New York Democrats and others have advanced a ballot initiative that may ultimately put the state's Bill of Rights against conservatives, religious residents, and others opposed to gender ideology and abortion. Opponents to the measure, and this will be a constitutional amendment in the state of New York, if it is passed, if interpreted by a liberal judge, it would allow kids, children, minors to get sex changes, not just puberty blockers, hormone treatments, but actual sex changes without parental consent. Life-altering, permanent sex changes for children without parental consent. It's not one world. So much of the rest of the world are understanding the dangers of transgenderism. The fantasy world of transgenderism, not America. And by the way, the governor of New York is in full support of this ballot initiative, as well as almost all Democrats.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.